everybody, and welcome back to the second annual Beer Advent Calendar Tasting with Sipplements Podcast. I'm Val.
And I'm Ben.
Join us as we close out the year by tasting a new beer, well, today and tomorrow.
Would you say we're winding up or winding down? Are we winding up to Christmas Eve, or are we kind of like winding down this whole
insane
adventure?
We're just like getting there. We're en route to where we're going, currently in a hotel. We are recording in a hotel tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah, we're officially on a Christmas road trip.
And we're mid-trip.
First time in 2 years.
So today is December 23rd, as I said before.
Festivus Day.
Festivus. It's Festivus. And I was wondering if we should do the airing of grievances on this episode, but I decided maybe we shouldn't do that.
No, that's probably best left for a long format podcast.
Correct.
But hopefully everyone's got your aluminum poles ready and your box of feats of strength.
And we have a very, very special beer for this day. It is the Chocolate Babka Pastry Stout. I got it from Trader Joe's. It is brewed with cocoa nibs and cocoa. It also says pour over vanilla ice cream or pair with babka. I don't really like to eat when I'm drinking or drink when I'm eating. So I did buy some ice cream, and then we had to drive a whole bunch of time and the ice cream would not have made it. So,
so here
we don't have the ice cream, but we do have the beer.
Yeah. And of course, I mean, I don't think you said already, of course, chocolate babka is the famous signature pastry in the episode of Seinfeld when they show up at the bakery en route to a dinner party to grab
the chocolate babka.
Prolific chocolate babka, only to be thwarted at the end by the last one having been bought right out from underneath of them. What on earth will they do?
We just watched a bunch of clips from that
That's
episode.
Hilarious. Let's
go ahead, open it up.
Let's pop the top, and then we'll reminisce more Seinfeld.
Oh, and we're drinking out of the fanciest glasses ever.
I have a concentrated sniff out of the neck.
Oh my gosh.
Of the bottle. It's intense.
Wow. We've got our true paper cups here.
True
Very
hotel,
exciting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to reiterate.
It smells like chocolate syrup.
Literally just
gall darn
smells
chocolate
like,
syrup.
Yeah. I think it smells just like a babka. Cheers.
Cheers. Wow.
Oh, I'm so mad we don't have that ice cream.
I don't even need the ice cream. This is creamy, velvety. The head itself is silky. I have
this is
nothing
real
to complain
good.
About.
Campanology Brewing out of Wanakee, Wisconsin.
How much does this cost you?
You know what? I really don't. I bought it a long time ago. You know how you go to Trader Joe's and you see they have lots of really good one-offs. And I don't think that this beer is a one-off, but it's definitely not a regular thing. So they like get a batch and then it's gone. And then you like don't see it again for months and months at a time.
Right. It's incredible. To listeners out there, I definitely recommend, I double recommend this beer.
I want you to estimate the percent alcohol.
I mean, it's got to be high because it's so good. It's probably 8.2.
It's 10.
Get out of town.
10% alcohol.
Get the F out of this Christmas village.
So, delicious. Very strong. Does not taste strong.
No.
At all.
Not at all. This is a good beer.
All right. Do you want to hear my fun fact for today?
Is it babka related?
No, it's not babka related.
Is it Festivus
related? It's Festivus related, though. I thought that Festivus was a thing from, like, I thought it was originated from Seinfeld, but it was not.
What? Really?
No. So Festivus originated way before Seinfeld. The guy that helped write that episode based it off of a tradition that his father had
in
the mid-60s.
Oh, so his father invented it.
His father invented it.
Who was the writer on Seinfeld who gifted it to the show?
Dan O'Keefe. Do you want to know how his dad came up with Festivus?
I'm assuming much in the same way that Frank Costanza came up with it. He was just mad at everybody.
He created Festivus in 1966 to commemorate the anniversary of his first date with his wife.
That's so sweet.
Airing grievances is how you're going to...
Well, the idea that you're commemorating a first date is sweet.
What's the aluminum pole for?
I think it's just the opposite of a Christmas tree. I don't
know. Also, in 2013, Florida officially recognized Festivus as a holiday.
As like a state holiday? Like the banks in Florida get off on Festivus?
Some guy just wanted to erect a Festivus pole to sit alongside the Capitol building's Christmas tree and nativity scene.
Yeah, good for him.
And they said, sure, go ahead and do it.
Yeah, why not? It's Florida.
And if you just heard that really cute giggle, it's because...
That's our co-anchor.
Clearly, yeah, we've got another member of Sipplements here today.
That's our producer for the night. I gotta say, this beer is a Festivus miracle.
So good. It's so good. Right. 10 out of 10 recommend. Go to Trader Joe's and see if it's there. Probably isn't.
Probably not because we bought it. All right. Dealing us out.
If you are curious about me or Ben or what Sipplements Podcast is about.
Or babka.
Or chocolate babka. Please visit our website at sipplementspodcast.com or find us on Instagram and Untappd at Sipplements. Our podcast art is made by Janie Creates and music by Slow Ride. Thank you for sipping with us today, and we will see you again tomorrow, Christmas Eve, for our last beer of 2021.